This is a poem that I wrote when I was desperately trying to find something to live for, when I was in one of my darkest places. Sometimes in life, it feels like everything's wrong. Hands shaky, vision blurred, and I don't feel like I belong. But then I watch a sunset, and the fiery orange ignites something within me, and I realize color in the world is what you make. So maybe I'll watch every single sunset. I mean, I'd watch the sunrises too, but usually I sleep in way too late. You know, it's a simple joy. Just like the smell of autumn and new beginning, the way people yell their hearts out in the car when they're singing, the ability to sit, feel my heartbeat and breathe, how sometimes, not always, but sometimes, my soul feels in line with everything. The anticipation of waiting for someone to open a gift, the first hug after seeing someone you've missed, loving hands, caressing your face, holding someone and bringing them so close until there is no space, the anxious anticipation the night before a big adventure, friends who will go places, no questions asked, where and whenever, hearts that have been repaired, and scars that are healing, when your chest lightens back up and you're finally feeling. You're finally breathing. It makes it all worth it 1,000 times again. Because even though I hold all of this pain and anxiety within, I know that as long as the sun rises and sets from the sky to the floor, as long as those stars in the sky are alive, I have something to live for. I wanted to share this poem with you today. It's a really close part of me. It's one of my favorite poems that I've ever written, and I wrote it during a very dark time. I wrote it during a time where I felt awful. I was sleeping all day. I would hardly do anything. I had no motivation to do anything. And that poem became like it became a source of light for me. It became the light at the end of the tunnel. It became a reminder of what could be. And it reminded me every day to look for something to live for. That's what I wanted to talk about today, the importance of looking for things to live for. And I wanted to start with that poem just because it means so much to me, and I wanted to share it with you today. But I also wanted to go through it and find some of the meaning within it, and then connect that to how we can help our mental health. So my name is Ethan Jewell, and welcome back to Feel Your Feelings. When we're struggling, when we are in a dark place, often one of the last things we want to do is be optimistic. In fact, mental illness often tries to force you to do the exact opposite. Mental illness makes you feel bad, and then it tries to make you look for the bad as well. It tries to morph your entire perception of the world to be a negative experience. You could have the best day in the world. You could have a great, great day. But if you're struggling with mental health issues and they're completely uncontrolled, they will still wreck your perception of how your day went. Your perception is one of the things that mental illness ruthlessly attacks. Let's take depression, for example. From a scientific standpoint, depression literally changes the way that your brain works. It stops certain neurotransmitters from firing. So it stops your brain from being able to correctly produce serotonin or dopamine or those feel-good chemicals that keep you motivated throughout the day, that help you acknowledge that you had a good day, that help keep you alive. I mean, this is a ruthless, ruthless illness. And it's not the only one. Most mental illnesses in some way literally attack the way that your brain works. It's a very difficult beast to deal with. I want to remind you, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a professional in the mental health field. I haven't studied this for decades. That's not who I am. I'm not going to sit here and force all of this medical information down your throat. But I can tell you, as someone who has experienced depression, it can feel out of control. And often it is. Now, I don't want that to come across as me saying that you have absolutely no control over the mental health difficulties that you deal with. I don't want you to think of it like that. I don't want you to say, well, I have no control, so I might as well make no effort. But I do want you to have patience with yourself and be gentle with yourself in this process of finding things to live for, because it is so difficult. So, what do we do? How do we look for the bright side? And how do we find things to live for? This poem that I wrote makes it seem really simplistic. You know, in the poem I say, oh, it feels like everything's wrong, my hands are shaky, I don't feel like I fit in. And then I watch a sunset, and what do you know? Everything's okay. And then, you know, I think of all these things to live for. And it doesn't seem super realistic. I know for a long time, I did not have a mindset like that at all. I figured, well, I have this mental illness struggle, and that's just how it's going to be. And I simply couldn't see the good in everything. But it really can be that simple. I don't want to oversimplify mental illness. It's not a simple issue to deal with. But incorporating small habits, incorporating small positivity into your day can make all of the difference. You're not going to be able to heal by making leaps and bounds immediately. You have to aim small, and you have to look for little things to live for every single day. Even if your brain doesn't completely accept it, even if you can't completely accept, yeah, this is what I'm living for, and these are things to live for, and I feel okay now. Even if you don't go down that path of thinking, just finding little things every day and noting them as a nice thing or a good thing or a beautiful part of the human experience, that can make a world of difference. And it did for me. So what exactly did I do, and how exactly have I felt differences over the years with my mental health? Well, I started really small. I started looking at the sunset every evening. I would make myself get out of bed. I would make myself get out of my room. I would literally force myself up for 5 minutes to go outside and watch the sunset. And during that time, I would allow myself a quiet moment, and I would sit with my feelings. I would feel them. I would watch that sunset. I would take deep breaths, and I would feel connected to myself. I would look at that sunset and realize, wow, this is something that I want to see every day. This is something so grand, so glorious, that maybe it's worth it to keep fighting through what I'm dealing with. And that's all that it started with. It started with a couple of minutes every day that I would set aside for myself, and I would make an active effort in order to look for something. And then it just grew from there. As the poem states, the smell of autumn and new beginning. You know, when the seasons changed, I would appreciate that. I would find that as something to live for. The fact that the seasons change mean that I can change too. And so can you. Then I looked at little things throughout my day. I looked at situations like people yelling their hearts out in the car, or people dancing in their cars at red lights. What a beautiful thing, that little piece of joy. I can feel that joy too. The ability to sit, feel my heartbeat and breathe. That is something that we can all do, taking moments for ourselves. The first hug after seeing someone you've missed, the anxious anticipation the night before a big adventure. These are all things that you can experience. And when we're dealing with mental illness, our mental health tries to tell us that these things don't mean anything, that they have no meaning. Mental illness tries to numb you out to the world. And in order to counter that, you have to force yourself to appreciate the little things. It doesn't feel natural, because it isn't. It's not normal to have to force yourself to feel these things, but it's necessary. You're going to have to do it. So you're going to have to force yourself to literally think, I appreciate this moment. You're going to have to force yourself to think, wow, this is a beautiful thing. You're going to have to force yourself to appreciate a feeling or an emotion or an experience or a situation. It doesn't feel super normal. It feels weird. But these are the things that we have to do in order to fight the battle that is mental illness, in order to find things to live for. And this is going to look different for you. You live a different life than I do. I can't sit here and make a list of things that I recommend you look for. I can't make a list of things that are a reason to live for. But I can encourage you. Open your eyes. Look around you. Try to get out of the normal routine that you go through every single day and make time to appreciate the little things. I guarantee you will find them. Embrace your childlike wonder. Embrace that curiosity and interest and joy that you used to have. Look for the little things. Look for something to live for. And I guarantee it will turn into something bigger. Before you know it, it will be a habit to look for little things, and your mental health struggles will be even more manageable to deal with. I know you can do it. I know you can. Now that you've made it this far in the episode, once I finish up, I want you to go back to the beginning and listen to that poem again, and then go out into the world and find things to live for. I know it sounds cheesy. I know it sounds cliche, but this literally changed and saved my life. And I think that it can help you as well. Keep your eyes open. Keep looking. There is always something to live for. There's something to live for in the grass that grows, in the suns that set, in the smiles that spread, in the laughter that grows, and within yourself. You just have to look for it. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. If you need help feeling your feelings, check out my music on all platforms under the name of Ethan Jewell. In fact, the poem that I read at the beginning of this episode, that's a poem that's out everywhere. It's called Something to Live For by Ethan Jewell. Also, please shoot me a message on my Instagram at jewelboy with an I underscore and let me know what you thought about today's episode. So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for understanding that there is always something to live for. And as always, thank you for feeling your feelings. I'll see you next time.